stick with the markets and bring in Omar Aguilar, Senior Vice President and Chief Investment Officer of Passive Equity and Multi-Asset Strategies at Charles Schwab. Omar, good to have you here. Would love to get your take on expectations for these final weeks of 2021. Do you think this market is going to continue to grind higher?
Well, we're certainly, going to continue to see, more records. I anticipate that as we get closer to the holiday season, the pent-up demand, still the excess liquidity that consumers have, will be, in full play. A lot of that we will see ahead of time as we continue to get and the expectations get into the holiday season. But the expectation that consumers, the wealth, the overall optimism, will probably play out, more than the concerns that clients have about inflation and higher interest rates.
So what's the strategy, the portfolio strategy going forward? Are you overweight one particular sector over another?
Well, what we have been working with clients over the last 6 months is, just looking at, the progression of how we went from, the full economic recovery to an expansion. And we extended that expansion, of economic growth that the market took in stride, moving into what is the next phase of the economic cycle, which is the deceleration. I think we're in that mix of deceleration where the expansion we continue to see in the markets, we are starting to see the beginning of that deceleration where we see growth and traditional, more higher quality growth companies doing much better than the cyclical trades that dominated most of this year. So we see that transition. So what we encourage clients to think through is to use the opportunity to rebalance the portfolio as we go into the end of the year and maintain that, cyclical trade that still can benefit from some of the, COVID, responses and reopening trade, as people call it. And then, moving into the next phase of the economic cycle going to 2022, that will be more a traditional deceleration, high quality growth where technology, consumer cyclicals are more of these high quality companies do well.
What about outside of the U.S.? I mean, I understand you're bullish on U.S. equities for the foreseeable future, but what about the emerging markets, which by and large have underperformed versus the U.S.? We still have lots of outstanding issues with regards to China. Where are you seeing opportunities, if anything, in emerging markets?
Yes, and that's a great question. For the most part, investors have been, underinvested in international markets in general. And I think we will continue to see that, with the dollar strength, the dollar is sort of getting stronger as the Fed expectations of potentially rising rates next year increase, we will continue to see that dollar strength and the U.S. leading, most of the global economy recovery. That being said, it is always wise to continue to look at opportunities for diversification, mostly in developed markets, whether it's Europe, Japan, and the rest of the developed world. As you well mentioned, emerging market faces probably more headwinds, going into the first part of next year. As, number one, we will see the dollar, being higher usually is a headwind for emerging markets. Second, the influence of China and those partners with everything that is going on underneath the China political landscape and the changes in they go into their economy is probably going to slow down the growth in emerging markets to the beginning of next year. So we try to stay invested in emerging markets, but certainly we have a preference towards the international developed markets.
And when you say diversification, away from U.S. equities, it can be a positive thing. Is investing in cryptocurrencies part of that diversification, Omar?
Well, a lot of the interest in the crypto it continues to grow among investors. We welcome, every investor that gives us a question around investing in crypto and investing in different parts of that market. It is always good to see, especially new investors, very interested in investing their money. That being said, we always encourage, to find, what is the reason why you find that attractive? And as long as that is consistent with your investment strategy, then, advisors usually do a good job in figuring out whether that extra source of risk could actually be beneficial for your portfolio. You know, trying to find diversification in different areas is usually a very interesting project. Diversification is key, but, you know, in the case of crypto, you know, the evolution of the technology, the evolution of all those pieces are things that are more long-term investments. Particular currencies may not necessarily be just yet. So when you think about the ecosystem that is being built out around crypto, that seems to be a significant opportunity for long-term investment, whether the specifics of one currency or another is still in the process of being A, regulated, but second, to understand the fundamentals on how to create value out of it.
And Omar, finally, I just want to ask your thoughts on sectors and what might lead this market higher in the coming months. We know that the infrastructure bill is about to become law. We see those infrastructure-related stocks doing quite nicely. Do you still see further upside opportunity in that sector?
Yes, we see a opportunity in the infrastructure, and as I said earlier, a little bit on the technology, consumer discretionary, and more high quality growth areas. I think, you know, if you look at, you know, whether it's valuations, and when you look at the run that we have seen in cyclical assets like financials, energy, you know, they obviously tended to dominate all the way through the first three quarters of this year with a little bit of a pause during the summer. But since then, we have actually seen tech, we have actually seen consumer discretionary, infrastructure, real estate to just, you know, continue to go into the next phase of the cycle. We believe that, you know, staying, you know, on a barbell strategy, we're, you know, staying with cyclical until we have a clear, you know, path towards this final solution of COVID, it's wise. But at the same time, I'm preparing the portfolio for what is the future leadership going into next year. High quality growth, infrastructure, real estate, it's areas that we, you know, continue to work with clients with.
All right. Omar Aguilar at Charles Schwab Investment Management. Always good to see you. Thanks so much.